Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Our thesis is due next month.
And you're out of time. Whose fault is that?
Ours. Absolutely. And I do apologize.
Apologize, Ruth. Screw that. The fact of the matter is, we did put in a request months ago and were denied. And then we reapplied and were denied again. And coming here was our last-ditch effort to save our thesis. And I can't breathe in this thing.
Well, Rose, maybe you'd like to go outside and get some air.
Maybe I should, Ruth. Mm-hmm. Because I'm starting to think this whole thing is a colossal mistake. I'm breaking out in a rash. My boobs hurt and... I'll tell you the truth, Anthony. May I call you Anthony? These aren't actually my clothes. I borrowed them because I wanted you to take us seriously. Because nobody takes girls seriously in this field. They just don't. We don't look the part or whatever. But can I tell you a story? 1978, I was at summer camp. And my counselor, Drew, told me and everyone in Cabin C the true story of the Victor Creel massacre. And little Petey McHugh, you know Petey, right, Ruth?
Of course.
Yeah. Little Petey McHugh started sobbing right there on the spot, full on hyperventilating, and all the other campers, they couldn't sleep for weeks. And I couldn't sleep either, but not because I was scared, because I was obsessed with the question, what would drive a human being to commit such unimaginable acts? Other kids, they wanted to be astronauts, basketball players, rock stars, but I wanted to be you. I wanted to be you, so forgive me if I'll now try anything in my power, including wearing this ridiculous outfit, if I might get the chance to speak to the man that ignited my passion and learn a little bit more about how his twisted, but let's face it, totally fascinating mind works. So yes, we don't have the official paperwork, but don't tell me that crybaby Petey McHugh wouldn't have gotten an audience with Victor in a matter of moments if he'd asked politely, because you and I both know that he would. So, 10 minutes with Victor. That's all I ask.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving stranger things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do, we'll cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. I told you I wanted to get multiple episodes done this week, and yes, for the third time this week, I have delivered on that promise, and let's hope that I can continue to deliver on that promise. I know I can, so let's hope that I do. I know there's 1 week in October that I am going to be traveling. I've talked about this many, many times over the years. On actually 1 month from yesterday, October 18th, I will be driving my mother-in-law to Florida again. That's last year was when I read the Dustin Experiment book, was on that drive down to Florida. And now this year, we're doing it a little earlier. We're going on October 18th. So we leave on the 18th from here, Massachusetts. And on the 19th, So we'll get to Virginia that first day. This is how we always do it. On the 19th, we'll get to one of the Carolinas. I believe it's South Carolina, but I don't know. I know there's a Cracker Barrel that I always hit, and that's usually the day that I can watch a little football because it always seems like an early drive. And then that last day is one long-ass drive through the entire, oh, it feels like the entire state of Florida, because that Florida, that's a long one. It feels like most of the drive. We're coming from Massachusetts, and yet most of the drive feels like you're just getting through Florida. And while I don't plan on, well, you never know. I could do episodes while I'm there. But what I'd like to do is record a few in advance so that I can still get them out to you that week as well. And then when I come back, it's like all hands on deck. We're in the final stretch, the final, like, just about a month. And then it's here, which is crazy. After all these years, it's like when people watch or people are fans of movies, you wait years for sequels. It's just, it's like you're kind of, that's part of, you're used to that. I mean, there's certain movies, they'll put out a movie almost every year, certain sequels, certain franchises, but, you know, as a kid, you'd see a movie, then a few years later, you'd see a sequel. With TV shows, you grow up and you watch a season, and if it's coming back, then it comes back the next year at the same time and the next year at the same time. And with Stranger Things and some of these other shows, it happens. For a variety of reasons. Sometimes it was, you know, pandemic related. Sometimes it was strike related. In specific to Stranger Things, we feel like we have waited for years for a new season of a show. But at the same time, the show is so cinematic where every episode is almost a movie that you feel like you're getting a movie with, you know, like you're getting 7 or 8, 9 movies, whatever, how many ever episodes are in a season, that it's just worth the wait. But oh, we have waited. And as I said, last year on the trip, that's when I read the Dustin Experiment book, which is a perfect segue to something that I found on just typing Stranger Things into Google News today. I found this on thepopinsider.com, thepopinsider.com/stranger-things-book-news. I will put a link to this in the show notes. These Stranger Things books are real page turners. Page Turner, that'd be a cool character name. I'm sure there was someone named Page Turner. Now, some of these I've heard about and or talked about. Like, I guess there's a sticker book. I'm not interested in that. Well, I mean, maybe I would be. Is that a coloring book? I don't know. And then, of course, I've talked about the Robin and Nancy book, One Way or Another, which I can't wait to read. And I said in the past, maybe I would wait between, you know, I'd wait till after the season, after the Stranger Things 5 is done and the podcast is done, to read it, to have something to follow up on, because it's not crucial to Stranger Things 5. But then I'm thinking, well, depending on timing, if I could fit it in before Christmas and read it, maybe I will. Got to read something. I'm always reading something. But the real reason I wanted to mention this article was, and this came out a couple of weeks ago, so I'm a little behind, but they have Stranger Things, the complete scripts in these, well, they say paperback books, but they look almost like school textbooks, at least the pictures I'm seeing. They look like these gorgeous textured books. Now, maybe they're just made to look that way. It's just a regular paperback book, but they do look really nice. The complete scripts of season 1, season 2, season 3, season 4. Imagine if they did season 5. Like, oops, we accidentally put out the scripts for season 5. And they're not crazy expensive. I mean, that for paperbacks, they're $21. For Kindle, you can get them for, you know, an ebook for $15. I don't know if that's how it always is, but that's how the price is right now. But they just look really cool. And they came out in September. They came out just a couple of weeks ago. They're like straight. The first season's a beautiful red cover with the Christmas lights. The second season is orange with coloring books, and we can definitely see the mind flare. The third season is ice cream, of course, scoops, and it's a bright pink cover. I mean, they're just beautiful to look at, and they all have introductions from the Duffer Brothers, it looks like. And the fourth season is this blue textbook with a cassette tape on it that says, "I'm still here" on the cassette tape, which, what the hell is that even referencing? I don't know, but it does look cool. And here's the thing. I love the idea of physical media. I would love, my wife and I used to have this big rack of DVDs for movies we watched. And now those are all in a binder. I think I got rid of every case. I said, I don't care about the case. I threw them away and have the binder, which is sacrilegious for physical media. Same with books. Like, I would love to have a bookshelf, and these would look awesome on a bookshelf. They look like collector's items more than things you'd sit down and read, but I would do that too. I just don't have the space for it. So usually if I get a book, like an actual paperback book or a physical book, I will turn around after I read it and I will donate it to a little free little library. If I get books that I get at a thrift store, I would turn around and donate them. These I wouldn't donate. But oh my God, I need a space just for these four books. They look really, really cool. So there's a link to this article in the show notes. And, it talks about some other books as well, but really it's those script books that just look, oh, they look great. All right, let's not waste any more time. Let's jump into minutes 20 to 30 in Dear Billy. It picks up, I make this joke every time, it picks up where we left off last time. Let's do it this way. Where we left off last time, Max was telling them all to get in the car to go to East Hawkins. She looks back at the house as she hears chimes we hear chimes. I don't know if she's hearing them or if we're just hearing them, but she's definitely looking back in fear. They say don't look back in anger. I heard her say, don't look back in anger. I hope you say, it's like I've sung that song 1,000 times in my life and I can't think of it right now. Anyway, she looks back in fear. And then we leave them after Max gets in the car and they drive away. But, I say she looks back in fear, but she has that one look like, no way, you're not messing with me. Like a little bit of strength, a little bit of pushback, like rebellious, She is Mad Max after all. And then we jump over to Penhurst, where we really is the first real moment of this 10 minutes. The Penhurst Mental Hospital. I guess that's in Hawkins too. I feel like Hawkins is like Springfield for The Simpsons. They have everything. What I love is just Robin's discomfort about, like, mostly about the clothing. She just can't. She's talking about, like, looking like she's dressed up for an Easter brunch, how it's pinching her boobs. She's just complaining how uncomfortable it's making her feel. Not even how it looks, but I think just physically, like, I'm not talking emotionally feel. I mean, I do mean that, but I think also she just feels like almost claustrophobic in these clothes. And you can see Nancy's like, oh my God. And I guess this is Nancy's idea of how she would dress to go someplace, dress to impress. And this is how, so I guess she's like, Robin, this is how we do it. I'm sorry, it's Ruth and Rose. But there's no way, if Robin were on her own doing this, she would definitely dress the way Robin dresses, not the way Nancy dresses, where Nancy thinks, no, this is the proper way to dress to make a good impression, which I just think doesn't really help, actually. It doesn't really help at all when they meet the warden of Penhurst, who's kind of like nonchalantly shutting them down, like, oh, sorry, you really have to go through this. you know, this request process, and you can see they're not getting anywhere. And he's a little, is it mansplaining, chauvinistic? Just, he talks down. He's like, well, you should have thought of that. Like, he's not the teacher. You know, she, because Nancy brings up, like, you know, our thesis is due really soon. He's like, well, you should have planned ahead. You should have thought of that. Shouldn't know. Whose fault is that? Like what a aggressive way to talk to these two young women who are just visiting your establishment, your institution. So this guy comes off as a bit of a dick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But what's great is that Robin kind of does like stays in character, but her kind of going off starts very real, where she's sitting here watching Nancy taking all this and apologizing. And you can see her shake her head like, don't, like, number one, this guy should not be talking to you or us this way. Number two, you shouldn't apologize. And she took that annoyance of the guy, plus her complete annoyance of this outfit, you know, in this situation. And she coupled that with her ability to talk and just walked, like, talked circles around this guy with that whole story with P.D. McHugh. Is that his name? That, you know, she went into this great detail about how she went. And I played the clip at the beginning of the episode. You know it already. And you guys already know this thing by heart, where she went to camp with little P.D. McHugh. And you remember him, right? And Nancy's like, oh, yeah, right. And how they heard the story about Victor Creel and how he was frightened and all the kids were scared and she couldn't sleep either, but she wasn't afraid. She was fascinated. And when she says to this guy all these things, you know, but, oh, and I love how she goes, we did submit an application. We were denied. So we submitted it again and we haven't heard back. So this was our last ditch effort. Like, she knows that there's no way this guy is going to take the time to find out if they actually submitted. And she's so convincing that he just is captivated by her boldness. And she goes on and on. And then she feeds into this dude, this dude's ego, where she's like, I wanted to be you. And he was like, oh my goodness, someone aspires to reach the level that I have reached. And it worked. She had him eating out of the palm of her hands. And he was just like, 30 minutes, and you could see Nancy look at her as they're walking out. They give a little slap five of each other, and you're just seeing these two bond and come together, and Nancy being completely impressed with what Robin just did. So that's it as far as Hawkins in this episode. We don't see Hawkins anymore for these 10 minutes. We saw a couple seconds of Max. We see Robin and Nancy. And now we leave Hawkins and go all the way up to Alaska. specifically to Yuri's Fish and Fly in Alaska, where Murray and Joyce are pulling up in an old Buick. I believe that's a Buick. There's an old propeller airplane there. And what I love is they're kind of, you know, they're frightened, they're intimidated, they don't know what they're doing, they don't know what they're dealing with here. And I love that Murray says, you know, if things go sideways, I'm actually a black belt in karate now. And what's great about that for the entire season is you don't take Murray all that serious. You find him, he's kind of silly, you know, he's kind of, you think he's eccentric. That's a headache medicine. Eccentric. There, I did it. To the point, you know, like he's just, he maybe talks a big game and he keeps bringing up karate. And then when it pays off, it's so great. And yes, I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's just, it is an awesome, like, switcheroo where you think he's going to be like, you know, oh, I didn't mean it, I'm not that good. No, he actually backs it up. So this guy pops his head out of an airplane. He's got a big welder's mask on, pops it up. And all of a sudden we are intimidated and then completely disarmed by this guy, Yuri, which was also great because what it did, it didn't make us nervous. We saw this guy and we're like, oh, he's fun. Like he says, Yuri was eaten by bear. And it turns out, no, I'm Yuri. And then he's like, come on, let's go inside. Let's count the money. And he goes, you don't mind if I count the money, right? He goes, you know, he says, I don't trust people ever since my brother ran off with my wife. No, I'm kidding. But they give him, they dump out the $40,000. And he's like, here, drink and sit down, have some coffee. It's hot. It's going to be a little while. And I'm sitting there. We're all sitting there now, as we know. When they're like, have some coffee. I'm like, no, don't drink the coffee. But at this point, they think, you know, this is our only way to get Harper back. We have to do anything this guy says. And every time we are in Alaska, it seems like the next logical thing is to jump over to the west a little more till we get to Russia. So last time we saw Hopper, he was heading out to work, and now he is at work. And it's like you could see him looking over his shoulder. He sees Antonov, his friendly guard, and he's like ready to put his plan into action. And what's that plan? That plan is taking his pickaxe thingamajiggy tool, whatever it is, and breaking it. Hammer, is that what it is? A giant hammer? I don't know. He breaks it. And the guy who was next to him is like, you know, crazy American. So he has a stick. He's like, well, I got to go figure out this, something to do with, I have to get the stick fixed. So he walks over to the cabin and right away the guard's like, get back. He's like, oh, I broke my tool. You know, he can't really speak any Russian, but he's like, he can say a few things, broke, you know, can't work. They say, stay here. So he's waiting, looking around. No one's really paying attention. So he goes in while this guy is going to get a replacement tool and boom, smashes the guy right in the face, takes him out, which you think is perfect. He's going to get away. Everything's going to be right. But then there's that stupid nosy guard who's like, hey, where's the American? And the guy's like, I don't know. But the guard notices the broken tool. So he's like, oh, he must be in the shed as well. And we jump into the shed and there's Hopper working furiously. Oh, those feet look so cold and disgusted. Oh my God. He needs some cream. He needs a mani-pedi. He rips off his tire irons. He rips off his leg irons. And I mean, it looks like he's ripping skin, you know, as he's getting him over his ankle. You could see Antonov is like, be very careful, American. And Hopper gets one off and he's just about gets the other one off and it looks like he actually does. And then the guard shows up behind him. He says, stand up. And then we get, like, you could see the guard doesn't know yet, but Hopper stands up and he's holding the irons in his hand. You're like, oh, he's got him. And then boom, a loom, he swings, he connects, and think, like, I would think that that would knock the guy out. If someone hit me with leg irons, I'd be like, oh, I've died now, and I would hit the ground and I would be dead. This guy, not only doesn't he even die, he doesn't pass out, and he fights back, and he and Hopper are going at it to the point where, Hopper takes him and almost chokes him. And then the guy grabs another thing and smashes Hopper with it. And they're fighting for the gun. They're fighting away from the gun. They're just constantly going. Then Hopper finally gets the up. Oh, wait, I'm watching the fight right now. I'm literally rewatching the fight. The guy reaches for the gun. Hopper grabs him, takes these irons, puts them around his neck. All of a sudden the guns go off. So you know what that means? That means everybody outside knows that something's going on. And at that exact moment, Hopper takes the guy, Rick grabs the iron, the metal chain, whatever it is, wraps it around his neck, jumps over this table, flings the guy on his back, snaps his neck, and boom, kills the guy. And that's it. That's it. That is a wicked, wild way to end this 10 minutes. You know, there's only three things that happen in this 10 minutes. Number one, well, I guess you could count Max driving off, but that was part of the last segment. So three new things. Number one, Robin and Nancy talk their way into meeting Victor Creel. Number two, Joyce and Murray have met Yuri and given him the money. And number three, Hopper has officially started his escape plan, and he just killed this jerk face guard. But everyone outside has been alerted because of the bullets. So he's kind of stuck in this cabin. I can't wait to see what happens next, because it's been a while and I'm looking forward to it. But you're not going to have to wait that long, because I'll be back in a couple days to talk about the next 10 minutes of Stranger Things, my friends. But until then, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. And the show can be found on Blue Sky at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. StrangerDangerPodcast.com also happens to be the website where you can find every episode of Stranger Danger. Now, we're also on YouTube at Fans.Experts and at Facebook at Fans.Experts. That's because the home website, where even Stranger Danger Podcast lives, is at Fans.Experts.com. StrangerDangerPodcast.com is part of Fans.Experts.com. It's confusing, but I wanted to have a URL specific to this show, so that's basically what I did. And I made the episodes, whenever you go to Stranger Danger on Fans.Experts, it has its own logo and it's red like the show. So that's why it's all one pod. It's all one website, but StrangerDangerPodcast.com will get you directly to this show. So if you're new, and this is the first time you're listening to this show, I go in depth. Now, if you go back all the way to the first season, you'll be like, these episodes are 20 minutes and he's just talking. That's what it was kind of originally. And then it just grew and grew and grew and grew. And now it's like I'm almost like an audiobook version of an episode where I go through everything. I give my opinions, I give my thoughts, but we just go through and we relive what we just watched. And I can't wait. It's been years since I've done a full episode, an official episode, and I can't wait to do it. And we are just months away now. Months! In months! We'll be talking about Stranger Danger 5. But until then, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for following. Thank you guys for your continued support. I truly, truly, truly am grateful. And remember, stay stranger, my friends. Because when we stay stranger, we are the people that will keep Stranger Things alive for ever.
Fans Not Experts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.